We are the all-new Settery Hyundai, and we're centered around you. Feel great about your Settery Hyundai experience with these fantastic benefits. Get fair pricing based on daily market values. We'll buy your car, even if you don't buy one of ours. Get Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. And if you're in the market for something new, get great deals on our lineup of over 200 new Hyundais. Settery Hyundai, centered around you. On Middle Country Road in Center Reach and online at CenterReachHyundai.com. See dealer for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Good morning, folks around the world. We are so delighted you are joining us today because this truly is one of my favorite topics. Just sharing about it makes me happy. Today's show is on random acts of kindness, and we have with us our wonderful health guru, Beverly Nadler, who can definitely attest to the fact that being kind to others is really good for your health. So without further ado, let me welcome you to our show today.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Well, folks, as you may know, helping others is not only good for you and a wonderful thing to do, it also makes us happier and healthier too. Giving connects us to others, creating stronger bonds in our relationships and in our communities, helping to build a happier society for everyone. Important to note, it is not just about money. We can also give our time, ideas, energy, help, and support. So if you want to feel good. Do something that makes a difference every day. Beverly Nadler, author extraordinaire and friend extraordinaire, and myself, Coach Joyce Barry, we have countless ideas on what you can do for others. Many small things, many big things. You will have so many choices. No doubt you will be delighted with the ways you can make someone happy today and every day. You will see how this will reduce your stress and put you in a good mood. Go for it, and as I like to say, enjoy. Beverly Nadler, my friend, my favorite author, my favorite poet. I'm always happy to do these kind of shows with someone who does random acts of kindness for me all the time and makes me happy. Welcome.
Hi, Joyce. You know, we just did a show yesterday, and it's wonderful to be back again doing this particular show. It was a great inspiration to me. I want to say you're asking me to be on this show with you inspired me to do something that I hadn't done for a while, and that's write another poem. I love writing poetry, and I just wasn't inspired. And you're saying I'd like to do a show on kindness. It just gave me that impetus and a lot of joy. And for me, that was an act of kindness. I don't know how random it was, but it was an act of kindness that you suggested it. So thank you for creating Joyce Barry and Friends in the first place, and thank you for today's show.
As I said, I'm really, really excited about it because just talking about it makes me happy. And I know that for years, I always think about what can I do today to make someone happy. I guess I was inspired by Oprah who started that Random Acts of Kindness. I think that's the first time I heard it from Oprah. When she came up with that, we all know about random acts of violence. So it was clearly Oprah that was my inspiration. And there, when you really think about it, and even if you go to research it for yourself, there are thousands of ways, opportunities that you can take part on, most of which you probably would say, that great idea, I never thought of it. So that's the purpose of today's show. If you can think of some, and perhaps that's what you're doing, it might simply be passing a bus stop and seeing an elderly woman starting to climb the step down and simply putting out your hand to help her down. But I want to caution you, whenever you want to help someone or take their package to help them, always ask first. Otherwise, they'll be startled not knowing if you're a good person or a not-so-good person. So always say, may I help you? Always say that. You can't just put out your hand. You can't just take a package, even though you're well-intentioned.
Oh, very, very good advice. I never thought of that, but you're absolutely right, especially in today's age. So many strange things do happen that it's hard to differentiate, is this person being kind? But certainly I can think of so many events in my own life. I never even thought about that. Someone came over, if I tripped and someone came over, more than one person. And it was years ago. I haven't tripped for a while, but but I remember very clearly, and, you know, people wanting to help me. And that, of course, is a random act of kindness. And many people do that, and it's wonderful. You know, random acts of kindness also take place. So much of it takes place when we're in the midst of a crisis, when people will just come out and help people, neighbors, even people from another country, to send something to help them, or even contribute if it was not their time because they couldn't, but perhaps even sending clothing or something to be able to help others. So there's so many people with good hearts, and it's wonderful when they open up their hearts.
Absolutely. I think perhaps we should start with some quotes on kindness to get people into the space for it. Beverly, would you like to start?
I'd love to. One of the most difficult things to give away is kindness. It usually comes back to you. And that's by your favorite author, by the way, Anonymous.
Anonymous. And I love that quote.
Yes,
why don't you repeat it?
It's
so profoundly true.
Kind looks, kind words, kind acts, warm handshakes, these are secondary means of grace when men are in trouble, are fighting their unseen battles. John Hall said that. Kindness is never wasted. If it has no effect on the recipient, at least it benefits the bestower. Again, by Anonymous. And you know why it benefits the bestower? It would be a very rare person who does not feel something in their own heart and their own soul when they do an act of kindness, and you brought that out. And it's so true. What actually happens is you, the individual who is being kind, actually changes your energy field. You give out something that's beautiful and it returns to you and you feel that. So it's true that we benefit at least as much when we do kindness. A kindness done today is the surest way to a brighter tomorrow. Remember, there has never been an overproduction of kind words. Kindness is the oil that takes the friction out of life. Kindness is a language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see. I have many more, but I'm sure you want to contribute to this because you have so much that you have put in part of your life into natural research, into the art of kindness, and you are, what I want to say, a kind, caring person.
Thank you, Miss Beverly Nadler, for that. And yes, I would like to share some of my favorite quotes. This from Princess Diana. Carry out a random act of kindness with no expectation of reward, safe in the knowledge that one day someone might do the same for you. For beautiful eyes, look for the good in others. For beautiful lips, speak only words of kindness. And for poise, walk with the knowledge that you are never alone. That by Audrey Hepburn. Mark Twain says, kindness, you might have said this one by someone else, is the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see. I have that by Mark Twain. The Dalai Lama, my religion is very simple. My religion is kindness. William Arthur Ward said, a warm smile is the universal language of kindness. Lao Tzu said, kindness in words creates confidence. Kindness in thinking creates profoundness. Kindness in giving creates love. And that brings us right to our topic, random acts of kindness. And we will give you so many opportunities, so many things to think about that you will no doubt find exactly what makes you, your heart feel bigger and a bigger smile on your face as well, because it does come back to you.
Yes, it definitely does come back to you. I was very impressed with some things that I read, and I actually saved them because they were so amazing to me. And here's one I'd like to share with you. And this is not one of the things that most people are going to do. It was quite incredible. The young man had been living with kidney disease for 3 years when he was told he needed a transplant. Not knowing what else to do, he turned to Twitter and he wrote, I need a kidney. Within a few days, 29 people stepped up and offered to be tested. And one of them was a match. Is that amazing? and decided
that's beyond amazing.
Right.
Folks, let that be a lesson of how you can use Twitter for the ultimate good for yourself and others instead of using it, as some people that shall remain nameless, for spreading evil, for criticizing everyone, for scaring everyone. What a phenomenal story that is. What inspiration that is.
Yes, and the procedure was successful. And the after the surgery, the donor sent a get well soon message. The donor sent a get well soon message on Twitter also. So I would never have thought of something like that. But I was stunned at the generosity of this. It goes, as you said, beyond a random act of kindness, but quite something.
How about an extraordinary act of kindness, a miracle act of kindness?
Right, very much so. Have you had any particular experiences with someone giving you a random act of kindness in your life?
I would say quite often, yes, because I believe in miracles. I believe in opportunities. I would say that to this day, one person who is so kind to me is our psychic friend, world-renowned psychic, Peter Marks, and our thoughts go out to him and our prayers go out to them. He's dealing with a family crisis. But why mention Peter? Because every day we talk and every day he makes me laugh. He makes me happy. I call him when I'm stressed out and I know by the end of the call I'll be hysterical laughing. It'll alleviate all that. And the act of kindness, good that comes his way when he's written up in articles, he always finds a segue to acknowledge me and my work and my show. So I'm going to say number one is Peter, because he's always thinking about what he can do to support me and inspire me, no matter what's going on in either of our worlds.
That's wonderful. I love Peter. He is an exceptional person. If we want to talk about someone who is just naturally kind and caring, it is Peter. And yes, I know he is struggling right now, and our prayers go out to him. In fact, one of the random acts of kindness, although I don't consider it that much random, is I read about a person who made a decision that every single day, actually it was a New Year's resolution, and she made this New Year's resolution because two of her sons were deployed overseas, and she was constantly worrying about them, understandably, and praying for them. And she thought prayers are so important and so meaningful. And her New Year's resolution was to pray for a stranger every single day. And every single day she did this. And several of her prayers and situations of what she came across and how it worked for her in warming her heart and giving her faith. And one of the people that she prayed for asked, "Can I pray for you? What would you like a prayer for?" And she spoke with tears about her sons overseas. And the man that she was praying for prayed for her, said, "I will pray every day, but I can tell you right now, your sons are safe." And she said, "I don't know what it was about this man, but those words meant so much to me, and I carried them with me, and I truly believed them." And 2 years later, when they returned, I literally thanked him. Though I didn't see him again, I thanked him in my mind, because those words had carried me through the pain, that plus the prayers that I was saying each day for a stranger.
Awesome. That is awesome. I really do believe that prayers go straight to heaven. They go where they need to go, and they are always heard. And you might say, I asked God for something, and he didn't hear me. I didn't get what I wanted. I say, God did hear you, but you just didn't like the answer, which was no, or it wasn't the right time. So I do believe he hears it all, but it's in his time, in his judgment, not in ours.
Well, his judgment is a good word to use, because the fact of the matter is some prayers cannot be answered. People pray for relatives or friends or somebody very close to them who's dying, and that person is going to die because it is their time. They are ready to go and, as we use an expression, meet their maker. And people who have had near-death experiences have done a wonderful random act of kindness, though it's not random, in writing books to explain what happens when we go to the other side. What they call near-death experiences are actually brief death experiences. They do go to the other side. They have experiences there. In everything that I've read, they do not want to come back because life is so much, it's so blessed on the other side. But nevertheless, they return in order to be able to tell their story and to help people who are in fear of death to alleviate that fear. And I know you have had at least, I think, two different people who have had near-death experiences and discussed them on your show and how meaningful and helpful that has been to people.
Yes, and I want to say most notable is Dr. Eban Alexander. You can go to JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. On the upper right in the search bar, just put in Dr. Eban Alexander, and the dates of his shows will come up. Why is he the most notable? Because he is a highly respected worldwide neurosurgeon. He's known worldwide, and he's got three books out, Peace in Heaven, all of that. He was on Dr. Oz just last week as well, but I had him on my show a couple of years before Dr. Oz found out about him. I was so proud of myself. So do look up Dr. Eban Alexander. You can Google him, find out about his books as well. So, yes, he's extraordinary. But, again, why it's credible, he's so world-renowned and respected, and he has three books out.
And one of the things that he says in his books is he never believed in this, never believed there was such a thing as a near-death experience. It was all made up in the brain. It never happened. And when it happened to him, he had to tell people about it, because he then knew that this is real. There is a transformation that takes place. And it's a tremendous act of kindness for people to actually learn that, because it helps them get past the grieving stage. Because, you know, we're all going to leave this physical body. But when you recognize that there is something else that is just living in this physical body, and that's the real you. And when these people write about it, and as you said, he is one of the most credible, but there are many, many stories about this, and people can even look them up on the internet, just to see near-death experiences and find out the truth about it. And it's very helpful in helping us deal with grief, which is a natural state. But moving on, let me just tell you some really nice, simple, really simple things, but such nice acts of kindness. For instance, a woman writes about her husband that took a weekend trip, and her husband is in the Navy, and they were checking into a hotel, and they were chatting with an older man who was, you know, just was staying at the hotel, and when he found out that her husband was in the military, he said he was a veteran. He paid for their weekend stay at the hotel to thank my husband, she says, for his service. I mean, is that not, you know, you have to be able to afford that, obviously, but such a lovely, lovely gesture.
Yes, that is amazing. What I wanted to say, Beverly, this topic is near and dear to your heart, too. To you personally, why is it so impactful?
I'm sorry, why is it so impactful? Well, because everything I write about and teach about is basically about how to be happier, healthier, more successful, and spiritually evolve. Ultimately, we are spiritual beings. And as spiritual beings, kindness, compassion, joy, gratitude, forgiveness, all of these things are, quote, natural to us. But because of all of the things that happen in the world, the disasters, that beauty is covered over. And each time that we're kind, we change the operation of the way our brain functions. We actually begin to change the neurology, and we bring greater things to ourselves and to others, because as we project our energy, it goes out into the universe and other people are affected. We're all connected. In some way, we're all connected. We're all, come from one soul. And that connection that we have when we're kind, and you said this yourself just at the beginning, that connection just brings us closer and it warms our heart. But it really makes a difference in the entire universe, because all vibrations go out and they affect everything else. So, yes, because I teach vibrational harmony, and I teach universal laws, and I teach the way the mind operates, kindness is such a beautiful and meaningful and important thing. Isn't it Ellen that says, be kind to one another when she closes her program?
Be kind to one another would be Ellen, who ends every show, be kind to one another. She always gets that in down to the last second, and it makes me happy just hearing her say that. I'm someone who really does watch her show every day. If I have it on tape, I watch it at my convenience, because every single show she has someone that's gone through so much and surprises them with something extraordinary. Anything from a $10,000 check, $25,000 worth of school supplies for a needy school, scholarships, of course, all these things are donated. But she always finds someone and almost guaranteed to bring tears to my eyes. I'm so blown away how many times she'll have someone from service surprise the person that was in the audience, you know, where they have it set up and the person had no idea that person would be home at that particular time. It's a surprise. Her whole intent, which is so obvious, is that she wants to do good for others. Oh, my goodness. We have... Wait a minute. Let me go to the board here for a moment. I thought it was someone else. 727-376, did you want to say something?
Yes, hello. Good morning. Hi.
And
good morning.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
And your name?
My name is Fran.
And Fran, did you want to make a comment or ask a question?
I did. I just turned into the show, and I did have a reading with Pete back in a year ago, which was phenomenal. And I just got the information that he was on the show today, and I was very anxious to see if I could ask a question.
Oh, yes, I get it. I get it. What is your name, dear?
My name is
what
Fran.
What is your name? Fran from Florida. Fran from Florida, you are correct. He was scheduled for today. And this is one of those rare times. It virtually never happens. They had a family emergency and he had to leave. He literally is out of the country on a dime. He had to get on a plane and he went to Canada to deal with a family emergency. Yeah, so I appreciate your calling. I'm going to certainly let him know that you had a reading with him and you called in today. So I wanted to be sure to replace the show with something that would make people happy and put them in a good mood. You are 100% correct. He was, you know, we schedule him weeks in advance. He's a regular on our show. So
amazing.
I will... I I promise I'm going to let him know that you called him.
I'm glad that I called him because I'm going to pray for his for him. I'm going to
Very
take the
good.
Opportunity.
I know he'd appreciate. And I promise you, I would. If you'd like to tell me your last name, I'll tell him. If you don't mind saying it on the air.
No, my last name is Suslow. Not a problem. It was
spell
an amazing, amazing reading, and I was thinking about contacting him again. And now I might have to do that, but okay, I'm going to pray for him that everything goes well for him and whatever emergency that this is, that, you know, that spirit can intervene and turn it out well for him.
He's very spiritual. He would appreciate it. But, dear, I didn't get your last name. Can you spell it for me?
S-E-S-L-O-W.
Suslow, got it. Fran, thank you for your kind thoughts, your prayers. As I said, he's extremely spiritual. No doubt he'll feel your love and support. So thank you for calling in. I appreciate you letting me know. You're absolutely right. He was scheduled for today. It all happened yesterday, or we would have posted it late yesterday when he got the call that he had to leave for Canada immediately, and he did. So thank you for your love and support for Peter, and we appreciate you. Thank you. Back to you, Beverly.
Okay. let me share one of my the acts of kindness for me. Years ago, I was in a very, let's say, low state in my life. My house was being foreclosed. I was sick. I didn't have any money. How's that? It's pretty low. And I have a friend that is an astrologer, and he had done a chart for me. And he contacted me shortly after that, and he said a friend of his, or actually a client, was so pleased with the work that he had done that he is sending him a check for $3,000, and he said, please give this check to someone that you know needs it. And my friend chose me. So out of the blue, I was given $3,000. And the act of kindness, there was two of them there, obviously. The person who gave the check in the first place and my friend for choosing me. And that was an extraordinary experience for me. $3,000 out of the blue. It was wonderful.
That is extraordinary. Absolutely. And something else that's extraordinary connected to you, my friend, is your amazing poem that you wrote for our show on why people should be listening to us each and every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner. Great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to our homepage at joycebarryandfriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, joycebarryandfriends.com. And if you look at my picture on the upper left, right under it, it says follow. And if you click on that, you need not miss any of our shows. You will get an email about every show, every guest, every topic. And people like world-renowned psychic Peter Marks, you'll get that email as well. So you'll always know, since he has a show every month with us, you'll know which date it is. Okay, Beverly, you're extraordinary at poems. You're extraordinary. Your book, Vibrational Harmony, it's so extraordinary. I was humbled to be invited to write the foreword to it. Your website, Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. Just say a little bit about your website, just enough for them to want to go to check it out.
The website is an educational website. It also has resources for things and places that you can seek the best in nutrition, the best in healing, all of the things that help to make your life better. There's a lot of information about the mind, how it works, also about my coaching, and also my poetry is on there, but basically, and a lot on health. It's basically, as I said, it's about educating people so that you can have a better life. And you know something? When we're feeling better, it is so much easier to be kind. Also, my books are on there, all three of them. You can press them. I'm sorry, two of them. One of them is not on the site. You can click on the link and find out more about them. So if you're interested in having more information about how to make your life a better, happier, healthier life, please do go there.
Go there, and it is well worth your time, your energy. And, folks, I just want to share with you my website. It's joycebarry.com, my official website, which is all about my coaching, my seminar programs. And yesterday, speaking of coaching, Beverly is a reprogramming coach. I am a success coach, a personal and professional success coach. So that was the show yesterday. You don't want to miss that show. The date, January 25, was a great show on understanding what do Olympic athletes have that you don't have, the answer being a coach and why you should have one. And in my my official website, you'll see the different seminar programs, all that I do. And what I'm most proud of is the countless endorsements from people all over the country. And here are just a few I'd like to share with you now.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you were thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com.
And folks, in the subject line, put random acts of kindness. I always like to know the show that inspired people to write to me. And in the text, put your name, phone number, best time to reach you. And I'll be happy to give you a call back if you want to talk to me, if you have suggestions for show, recommend people for shows, any of that. I'll be happy to give you a call back. I think at this time we should really start giving you ideas on what you can do, since that's what the point of the show is. Let me just start with flexible volunteer opportunities. There is a website called volunteerguide.org. Everything, children's issues, veterans, homeless, so much more. These are volunteer opportunities you can handle in 15 minutes, several hours, once each week or on a regular basis. So you might want to start with volunteerguide.org. And I'll just name a few other things and then turn it over to Beverly. We already said how great it is to do things for other people, and we promise countless ideas. This from a website called 101 Ideas for Random Acts of Kindness by R.O.O. Rue Girl. I like these, the ones I'm going to mention especially. Pay for the person behind you in a drive-thru or at a coffee shop or at a toll booth. Nothing like the smile it puts on their face when it's the unexpected. It just really, however small it might be, that toll booth, a few cents, but it does make someone happy. People like surprises. And that only makes the person receiving it feel special. It also brings the cashier into the kindness loop by being the bearer of good news, telling others. And this one, instead of getting defensive or angry the next time someone is rude or inconsiderate to you, express compassion for their situation. You never know what others are going through. And this, in the book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey, he relates this extraordinary story. One Sunday morning on the New York subway, people were sitting quietly reading newspapers, lost in thought, or sitting with their eyes closed and resting. It was very peaceful. Then a man and his children entered. The children were so loud and rambunctious, the entire climate changed instantly. The man sat there with his eyes closed, oblivious to the situation, as his children were throwing things, knocking people's newspapers, and yelling. Everyone became irritated quickly. Still, the man did nothing. I couldn't believe he could be so insensitive to let his children run around like that and do nothing. Finally, I turned to him and said, "Sir, your children are really disturbing everyone. I wonder if you couldn't control them a little more." The man lifted his gaze as if to come to a consciousness of the situation for the first time and said softly, "Oh, you're right. I guess I should do something about it. We just came from the hospital where their mother died about an hour ago. I didn't know what to think, and I guess they didn't know how to handle it either." I mean, every time I read that, it brings tears to my eyes. It's such a great example of you never know what someone else is going through. Beverly,
wow.
Back to you. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, my goodness. I just, you know, I was, while you were relating that, I was thinking maybe the man is deaf, maybe the man is blind. I couldn't even imagine what it was, but wow, that is something. And, yeah, my whole body is, vibrating to that story. You never know what somebody is going through. And so, you know, the immediate thought one would have is like, get those kids to shut up. But by gently and kindly telling the person, he was able to come back to, let's say, Earth and be able to at least think in a different way. So, yeah, that's wonderful.
But
that
really drives home that you never know what someone's going through. So I have many, many others, but why don't you take some ideas that you particularly like for people to show a random act of kindness?
Well, there's a couple of things that I've read about that were really kind. They're similar to what you've said. Volunteering was the biggest one that came to my mind. That you said there's so many places where you can volunteer for something. But also when you see someone, you know, crying or it's just coming over to them and saying, can I help you? A simple thing, can I help you? Is there anything that I can do? Or knowing something, the neighbor that came over to me, I locked myself out of my house and I could not, it would be hours before I could get in because my daughter was out, she was not coming home till the evening, and I'm just standing there thinking, what am I going to do? And this neighbor, who is, it's not somebody I really know, it's just somebody in the neighborhood, came over to help me, and he suggested an actual way that I never thought about how I could get into my house. He happened to have been somebody in construction. He was retired at this time, but he actually had an answer for me, and I was able to get into my house. So simple things, those words, can I help you? Is there something I can do? And as you said, Joyce, you don't touch the person, but you ask them, and somebody will often explain, or they'll burst into tears, and then you just wait and see what they have to say. The nice thing that I came across was a person that was stuck in traffic, and a policewoman waved her over, and she didn't know what she had done. She was kind of, like, concerned, but what actually happened is this policewoman gave her tickets to see a Liza Minnelli concert that night. She couldn't attend because she had to work, and what she told a woman that did stop, that she waved, she said, I have been trying to give these tickets away, but no one else stopped except you. And she
said,
tickets were worth about $100 right up front. I went and had a fabulous time. So, you know something? People are very leery of cops. But, you know, I watched this wonderful show, Blue Bloods, on TV, and they show the other side of the kindness of cops. And if you know you've done nothing wrong and you're being, well, if you've done something wrong, you better stop. But if you know you've done nothing wrong, you can, and especially there's people around, you know, other cars around, because there's, you know, unfortunately, crazy people that'll stop you and pretend to be a cop. But we're talking about the real thing, and especially where there's a crowd. Maybe there's something they want to tell you that's useful or helpful to you. So, and there was also this wonderful act of kindness. People take pictures of things all the time. Sometimes they're intrusive, but many times they're not intrusive. Many times you might spot something that is of danger, that is an issue that should be taken care of by authorities. And if you do that, then call, make a 911 call. And I'll give you an example of that. Is this man, when he was in Sarasota, Florida, he said, I didn't know I would become a breaking news reporter. He took a snapshot of passengers being evacuated from U.S. Airlines Flight 1549 into freezing cold waters. He beat cable news channels and tweeted, there's a plane in the Hudson. I'm on the ferry going to pick up the people. I don't necessarily say you have to be on the ferry going to pick up people, though that is certainly an incredible act of kindness. But certainly get in touch with an authority. If you see something, say something. There is that's a sign that's all around New York, especially in Grand Central Station. I see it all the time because there are things going on that you could help prevent danger.
I have my own take on that. I love that, but I added to, if you see something, say something, and if possible, do something. Let me share a few more. Call someone you haven't spoken to in a while. Let them know that you've been thinking about them and that you're sorry you haven't been in touch. Leave small gifts for strangers in random places. On a rainy day, leave an umbrella at a bus stop or leave coupons scattered around the grocery store for others to find. With the coupon idea, leave them near the items. So if you have a coupon, let's say, for a cleaning product, leave it at the cleaning product. People are really happy when it's right there and it's exactly what it is they need. Shop for someone who is homebound or ill. Even if your neighbor isn't homebound, when you're running to the store, ask if they need anything, especially if the weather is bad. Let someone into traffic who looks like they are in a rush. I just want to say, in Florida, people don't let you in. You signal and they race up, and there are more accidents in Florida than you can imagine. They can't take that extra second to let people in, and I can't tell you that so many cars, you can see the dents, you can see where people went right into them rather than wait that second. Donate your used books or magazines to your local library. What we do here, in the laundry room, there's a table. People leave their books and magazines on the table for people who come in there if they want them. Praise someone at work for doing a great job. To make it even more meaningful, do it in front of others, especially the boss. Offer help to an elderly or handicapped person struggling with something at the grocery store. So many people treat the elderly or handicapped as if they are invisible. Acknowledge them. Get an item off a high shelf. Smile and offer some small talk. And when you finish mowing your lawn, mow your neighbor's lawn. I know my cousin has extraordinary neighbors next door to her in Dix Hills. And whenever they use their snow blower for them, they use it for her. When they mow their lawn, they do it for her. And she has a handicapped child. And as you can well imagine, dealing with that, what a task that is. So all those things they do for her are really significant, which shows that you need luck with everything, including who you're going to live next door to. Back to you, Beverly.
Joyce, they were such wonderful, wonderful ideas. And I'm just thinking about some of the things that we do. Always let someone in traffic for two reasons. One, because I know what it feels like when you can't get through. And the other is I don't want them barreling into me by accident because they're trying to get through. So, yeah, that's a great thing. And donate. We donate all the time. There's also organizations, of course. You can go to the Salvation Army, which we do, to Goodwill. And leaving them in train stations. When I get on the train, I leave some books there because, you know, it's a perfect place for people to read. But you were full of such wonderful ideas, and calling someone that you haven't spoken to for a while, that is such a lovely gesture, and it means a lot. And calling people that are close to you, but you know that they don't get out, they don't have very much to say, but just hearing your voice, and I do that. I have several people, family members, that I will do that. I'll just call and say, hey, I'm just calling to say hello, just want to find out how you're doing, just wish you a wonderful day. That's it. You don't have to have a long conversation. So I just love what you shared, and you certainly gave people wonderful ideas. I want to share three little quotes that are actually humorous, and I thought it would be just, you know, fun. Be kind to people until you make your first million. After that, people will be kind to you.
Yes, that's cute.
Be kind to everybody. You never know who might show up on a jury at your trial.
Very cute.
And the last one, always speak kindly to your enemy, and maybe he'll come close enough for you to box his ears.
Very good, Beverly. But I really want to continue. We only have a couple of minutes, and I promised a lot of great things, and these are so good. I could use another hour. So let me go through some more. Stick up for someone who is being wrongly treated or bullied. That goes back to if you see something, say something, and if possible, do something. Make amends with someone you have wronged. Be genuine with your apology. Even if you feel you did nothing wrong, apologize anyway. It's not about being right. It's about the other person's perception of the situation. Give a homeless person food and or a gift card to a restaurant. Most people don't feel comfortable giving homeless people money due to concerns over whether the money will be spent on drugs or alcohol. Giving a gift card to a restaurant close by not only gives the person food to eat, but the dignity of choosing what they want to eat. Leave a treat for your mail carrier in your mailbox. On a hot day, freeze a bottle of water and leave it in your box with a note. By the time your mail is delivered, the ice will have melted into a cold, refreshing drink. If you walk by an expired parking meter, I love this one, put a quarter in it. I've read a story of a woman, an elderly woman did that. She would do it every day and put money in an expired parking meter. And believe it or not, they arrested her saying she was interfering because they wanted to collect the fines. And I was outraged about that because what law is it that it has to be your parking space? What difference did that make to the report that elderly woman was an outrage? Be an active listener. Let someone get ahead of you in a line. Have good manners. Go a week without using sarcasm. Volunteer your time in a charity. So that brings me back to volunteerguide.org, where they'll give you all the ideas again for a few minutes or a few hours. And as we wind down here, Beverly, I know you have a poem. What is your closing message? I just wish I could give about 50 more. So short of that, go to the Google and just Google random acts of kindness, and you'll see lists and lists of all kinds of ways you can do that.
Joyce,
okay, what is
no
your closing
better
message
than what you've just left? There isn't any. You've given so many suggestions, and what you're telling me is that there are so many more just by going to getting that volunteer guide or going to that website. So, yes, if you've been moved by what we're telling you today, absolutely, you can certainly find things that will work for you. I found many of them, some of which we're doing and others which I now vow to do because I think they're such lovely acts of kindness.
And did you want to just say something briefly as a final way to give like that elevator pitch message that you want to drive home?
I think my poem is really what's going to drive it home. That's what
perfect. Go ahead. Please share that.
Being kind is such a wonderful thing. It opens our hearts, makes our soul sing. It shows we truly care for one another, that deep inside we know we're all sisters and brothers. Everyone is on a difficult journey, you know. Our challenges are meant to help us grow, but many experiences in life are very discouraging, so we need to hear words that are very encouraging. When we're lonely or anxious and someone is kind, it does so much to soothe our troubled mind. Kindness can wipe away a sad child's tears. Kindness can bring hope where once there was fear. Perhaps you've heard, pay it forward. It means help a stranger. And by heeding the sign, if you see something, say something, you can help prevent danger. Ask yourself, what can I do that would be a good deed? How can I assist someone in need? A smile, a gentle touch, a warm look in your eyes reveals kindness and compassion that nothing can disguise. So remember to be kind in all you see and do. Not only are you helping others, your kindness always returns to you.
Amen. Very good. As always, extraordinary. So, Beverly, thank you once again for delivering such a fabulous show, a great poem, jumping in and participating so well. We love when you're on the show with us, and we love having you as our regular for Here's to Your Health Thursdays. My closing message, go make someone happy today. Go do a random act of kindness. If not now, when? You have just so many chances in life. Life moves on. You never know what the next day is going to bring. So the poem that I want to share to drive it home is, if not now, when? And folks, really heed the words, because you don't know when you won't have that opportunity. So do that random act of kindness. If not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when? So therein was my message for today's show, and this is my personal special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, make someone happy today. Go out and do that random act of kindness and be kind to yourself. We want you to be healthy, to be happy, and so we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us, and you can do that now to the Joyce Barry Mash.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are the all-new Settery Hyundai, and we're centered around you. Feel great about your Settery Hyundai experience with these fantastic benefits. Get fair pricing based on daily market values. We'll buy your car, even if you don't buy one of ours. Get Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty. 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. And if you're in the market for something new, get great deals on our lineup of over 200 new Hyundais. Settery Hyundai, centered around you. On Middle Country Road in Center Reach and online at centerreachhyundai.com. See dealer for details.